They say the past has nothing to teach us. Well, they're wrong. The past was created by humans, and as the song goes, human, born to make mistakes. And that's why we are expected to learn from our mistakes. Welcome to episode 201 of the Walking Leader Podcast. As always, the Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. My name is David Guerra, and I'm here to help you sharpen your skills and hone your craft every step of the way. And with that, let's get this episode started. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to 201. This topic for today's or for this episode is learning from our mistakes, and we make a lot of them. So we need to learn from them. Really, as leaders, we need to learn from them. There's no way avoiding it. We can't get around it. We're going to make mistakes. No one is perfect, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. So with that being said, learning from our mistakes, this is going to be kind of a three-part podcast episode, or three episodes. And we'll get into the other ones a little further down. And just going into 2021, changing our mind a little bit, looking at our mindset, looking at the way we look at things, the way we need to be looking at things, and how to progress, how to move forward, how to get out of what we've gotten ourselves into so far. And it's not too late. Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter how young you are. Doesn't matter what level in the organization you are, where you are in that organizational tree or branch or whatever. What does matter is that you recognize that, hey, mistakes are going to be made. And what are the mistakes and who makes them? Well, we all make them, whether we're as individuals in our personal life, in our professional life, in our social life, we make mistakes. We're going to make mistakes. And that's how we learn. That's how we grow. You know, we make mistakes. Sometimes they're intentional and sometimes they're unintentional. They're unintentional byproducts of something somebody else did, said, pushed us, got into our heads. Whoever we listen to, whether their intent was pure or their intent was malicious, that doesn't matter. We still make mistakes. And why? Because we're human. So just going into all of this, realize that all mistakes are teachable moments. We learn from them. We have to learn from them. Why? Because we want to know what we did wrong and what we can do to avoid it. And that's usually the great mindset to go into it, is knowing what we did wrong and what we can do now to avoid from repeating that again. Just like all successes are teachable moments. Why? Because we like to win and we want to repeat the success and we want to repeat that as often as possible, right? So again, it's one of those that it feels good to win and it feels good to succeed and we want to succeed more and more and more. But eventually, guess what? There's going to be a loss. There's going to be a failure. There's going to be a mistake made. And usually, how do we make those mistakes in our successes? Is by repeating what we did to succeed, that we do it so often that eventually we run it into the ground and we end up failing miserable all over again because we can only copy our success for only so long. We can only copy our successes for only so long. We have to be continuously growing and improving and innovating and changing and challenging. And if we're not doing that, well, you know, we get what we get. But again, that's what we learn from our mistakes. See, everyone, you, me, your peers, your coworkers, your leaders, management, everyone, family members, everyone, we all make mistakes. And depending on the level of that mistake, we have to work on them to not make the same mistake again. Now, if we make the same mistake again, well, that's on us. You know, of course, we will continue to make mistakes, just not the exact same mistake. Please, no, let's not do that. We should not be striving for zero mistakes. No one is perfect. I'm not perfect. You are not perfect. Even those self-proclaimed perfectionists, well, guess what? They're not perfect. Guarantee you that. We are going to continue to make mistakes all through our lives. And in doing so, we're proving to ourselves that we are only human and thus we are born to make mistakes. However, we should also be striving to make better mistakes. Making better mistakes. Wow. So you're saying make mistakes, Dave? That's exactly what Dave is telling you. Yes, I'm saying make better mistakes. Learn from the past mistakes to make better mistakes. So what do you gain from when you're learning from your mistakes? Well, again, as I mentioned earlier, what you gain is you're not making the exact same mistake again and again and again. It's like the moth to the flame kind of thing. See, we will make new mistakes. We will make better mistakes. Mistakes as a byproduct of learning from the past. So again, I'm still setting us up for making mistakes because again, we're humans. I don't know you. You don't know me, but I do know one thing. We're human and we're going to make mistakes. So let's take this little journey. Go back with me here a couple of thousand years. Let's go back and journey. We're about there in the plains and we're goat herders. And we're out there in the plains and we got our goats and we're herding them around and making sure they're fed and taken care of and that the lions are the lions don't take them out or the cheetahs or whatever. And during this time, we're out there herding our goats. We also see that our goats are eating some hard beans from a bush. The goats just love them. They go to them. They flock. They jump around. They really get energized by these beans. So being curious human beings that we are, we give it a shot and discover that eating those beans are not tasty. They're not very tasty. They're a little bit bitter and they're kind of hard on the teeth. So we learn, you know, we can't just be throwing them and chewing on them like the way the goats do. No. So we move on to the next thing. And we know that by heating up water and boiling water, we can soften things like root vegetables and lentils and beans. So it should do the same to those beans that the goats have been eating. So great. And they get mushy and they continue to taste terrible. So now we know we got to try again to figure out how we're going to eat these things because the goats just love them. And so you got to figure out. But before you throw out that boiling water, one of your partners or one of your peers, one of your goat herding buddies, notices and likes the aroma coming from the water, the hot water, and he decides to give it a taste. And a little smile comes across his face just as you reach over to give it a taste as well. And the next thing you know, another coffee shop has popped up in the middle of the Serengeti Plains. Yeah, that's it. Learning from our mistakes, coffee was born. Just like so many other things in life. Because they made better mistakes, right? They elevated each time. How can I eat this? The goats love it. I want to try some of this. So, you know, you work it. Obviously, they figured out to roast them and then grind them up and then boiling them better. But by making that first mistake, our ancient ancestors went on to make better mistakes. And guess what? You will too. Now, obviously, you're not going to invent the coffee or create or discover coffee, but you're going to possibly make better coffee. Isn't that what we want? Isn't that what we all want? Some better coffee? I mean, somebody somewhere along the line decided pumpkin spice lattes was the thing. So with that being said, when should you and all leaders be learning from our mistakes, their mistakes? Well, always. Always be learning. Always keep your eyes, your ears, your mind open to learning from those mistakes. Heck, even in the military, they have this thing called an after-action review. An after-action review is after an operation has gone, an attack, an assault, a movement, point to movement to contact, whatever. It was intentional. We're going to assault over here. We're going to battle over here. And after the battle, we're all going to get together and talk about what happened. Were the logistics in place? Did you have enough beans? Did you have enough bullets? Did you have enough Band-Aids? Those kinds of things. Again, to prepare to get better for the next go-around because there'll be another one. And they truly believe in lessons learned. Some organizations do this to some degree. I like it in the military because they get everybody together, all the participants, down from the lowliest private up to the commanding officer, the one that was in charge of the entire operation. And everybody in between is involved in this lessons learned, after action review and the lessons learned. And organizations, sadly, well, they kind of tear it up. Well, we only want to hear from the managers on up. We don't want to hear from the frontline people. What do they know? They're only frontline people. And sadly, that's where it gets lost. That's where more mistakes come from because they're not listening to the frontline people, the ones that are right there at that line. Where that line in the sand has been drawn, that's where they stand. Everybody else is further back, kind of obstructed by the person in front of them. Their vision is obstructed by the person in front of them. And so as the information trickles upward, it gets diluted and it gets twisted and turned and it was a successful operation. Meanwhile, they lost X number of customers. So what I'm getting at is for an effective way to learn from our mistakes is to actually look at it from a 360 degree, all levels, top down, bottom up, and sideways. In the military, hell, there's even a college, a war college, where they study the past and all its mistakes and successes in hopes of learning to be better and make our collective and respective futures better. organizations on the civilian side, on the private sector side, really should take a lesson from that and learn from that. And some of them do. Some of them do. Those that have veterans on their boards, those that have dealt with the military at some degree, some level, do. But yet there's still some that just say, you know what? No, we only want to hear from, if you've got an MBA and higher, it's the only person we want to hear from. If you are a mid-level supervisor and higher, that's the only person we want to hear from. Thus, squashing all that information, all that intelligence, all of that tactical data, not the strategic data, but the tactical data, the frontline data is squashed, never to be heard from again. And that's where the mistakes are made again. So there's two examples of learning from your mistakes and not learning from your mistakes. So how do you become someone who learns from their mistakes? Well, as I mentioned, you definitely have to have your ears and eyes open, your mind open. You need to recognize that a mistake has occurred, a mistake was made, that you made a mistake. You got to recognize it. And that means admitting to the mistake, whether it was in public or it was something you did on your own, but you need to admit it to yourself first. And in some cases, you have to admit that mistake publicly. Damn what anybody else thinks about it. Oh, well, he's just weak because he admitted to a mistake. I wouldn't do that. That's bullshit. Admitting to a mistake is what leaders do. Leaders make mistakes. Leaders will always make mistakes. And leaders that admit making mistakes are the leaders I want to follow, because I know they're not going to make it again. They'll make a better mistake, and I want to be around for that one. So you want to change the past by creating a better future. That's how you learn from your mistakes. You know that you're going to get better only from learning from those past mistakes. So you change the past. You're not doomed to repeat it. It can be done. I've seen people do it. I know people can do it. But then again, I've also seen far too many people take the easy way and just kind of living the way they lived before and not deciding to change, not deciding to make a better future for themselves. Because I guarantee you, no one is going to hand you a better future unless you want to make a better future yourself. So what do you do to make a better future? How do you create? What does it take to create a better future? Well, first of all, you got to realize a couple of things, that it's going to be difficult. It's going to be challenging. And it means it's going to be work. So difficult plus challenge plus work means, that's right, change is about to happen. Change is about to happen. But if you don't have any one of those, if it's not going to be difficult, if it's not going to challenge you internally, personally, externally, your organization, if no one wants to put in the work, then guess what? Change is never going to happen. And it is that simple. And sadly, that's the easy way. You've got to work for it. And if you're not prepared for change, then it's just time to stop complaining about the mistakes you've made and how you feel victimized by the mistakes that you've allowed to happen, that you've created, that you festered, that you pushed yourselves into, that you dove into headfirst into the deep end of the mistake pool. Because yeah, people can give you and tell you, give you advice, tell you things what they would do, but are they doing it? No, they're not. They'd rather watch you make your own mistakes and then call you on them again and again. And so don't be that way. Stop listening. Start listening to yourself. And you need to figure out, as a leader, you need to figure it out for yourself, because you didn't get to be tagged as a leader. You didn't get the title of leader by listening to other people. You had to blaze your own trail. And folks, leaders blaze their own trail. And their trail, their path, is laden full of mistakes. And there's, guess what? The path, the uncharted path ahead, is also loaded with mistakes. And it's going to happen. But learning from our mistakes and making better mistakes in the future, not repeating the same mistakes, is how we become better human beings, how we become better individuals, how we become better leaders, and how we create new leaders. Because they see, hey, we admit our mistakes and we learn from them, they're going to want to do the exact same thing. Why? Because you are leading by example. And leading by example, that's going to take you places. Folks, if you have any comments, questions, concerns, or remarks about this week's episode, please drop me an email at dave@daveguerra.com and mention podcast episode 201, Learning from Our Mistakes. Also, I invite you to follow me on my social media channels, Twitter @DaveGuerra, all one word, or on Instagram, Dave_Guerra. and on Facebook at the facebook.com/thedavidguerra. Again, the David Guerra, all one word. And again, I want to thank you for joining me, for taking the time to listen and download episode 201. Join me on our next episode where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. Until then, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, listen to each other, and talk to each other. And remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.